You wouldn't think that staging an 80-year-old opera would qualify as innovative, but last night, Moscow's renowned Bolshoi Theater took what was seen as a bold step forward when it put on an opera from the 1920s, Sergei Prokofiev's The Fiery Angel. For years, critics have regarded the Bolshoi opera and ballet as resistant to change, unwilling to take artistic risk. Now, though, as NPR's Lauren Sheets reports from Moscow, the Bolshoi Opera Company is trying to reinvigorate its stale repertoire.
It wasn't until 2 years after Prokofiev died in 1953 that the manuscript for The Fiery Angel was discovered. What some consider his ultimate masterpiece was too abstract a tale for Stalinist times, an age when art was meant to serve didactic, ideological aims. It took another half a century for The Fiery Angel to make it to the Bolshoi. This is an institution where the core repertoire is dominated by classics like Swan Lake, Evgeny Onegin, and Boris Godunov, and has remained largely unchanged for decades. Bolshoi General Director Anatoly Iksanov says that while the theater is proud of its traditions, there was a certain stagnation in recent years.
The Bolshoi was like the Titanic. During perestroika, it hit an iceberg, and there was the danger it could have sunk. The directors were used to simply carrying out orders. Everything was regimented.
But this year, The Fiery Angel is one of several operas and ballets the Bolshoi is putting on for the first time. One thing that's helped is millions more in funding from the Russian government and corporate funding. The Bolshoi has hiked pay for performers after years of low salaries caused talent to flee abroad. More foreigners are being brought in to add some spice. American Francesca Zambello has come from New York to act as stage director for this performance.
To be able to do this piece is really an honor and a pleasure here. The Fiery Angel, I will say, is a difficult work. It's not one where the story is your classic opera story.
The storyline is dominated by the ravings of Renata. Renata's an enigmatic young woman obsessed with erotic passion for Heinrich, the temporal incarnation of a fiery angel she was visited by as a child. Completing the love triangle is Ruprecht, a traveler who's hypnotized by Renata's visionary powers. The stage movements in The Fiery Angel are sparse. Performance programs describe it as anti-action. There's no shortage, however, of sexual passion, mysticism, the occult, or even some symbolic cannibalism. It all ends with Renata undergoing an exorcism in a monastery. The exorcism backfires when a group of nuns becomes taken over by the same demons holding sway over Renata. For opera-goer Nadezhda Malyavina, the sacrilege was too much.
The music is simply satanic. The text is satanic, too. It just tore at my heart. I feel like I need to go to a church now and go to confession because of having come into contact with all of this Satanism.
Malyavina says she'd outlaw such performances if she had the power. Many here liked the performance, though, especially the mixing of time periods. Though Prokofiev set the original opera in the 16th century, this version uses early 20th century costumes and themes, like a Soviet communal apartment as a backdrop. Nadia Silyanskaya, a 34-year-old office administrator, says it was a gripping spectacle.
I think it's always nice to combine two things in one. If classic and modern things can survive together, it's wonderful. People have to think in different ways anyway. Classic is wonderful, but new things should interfere in our life. I think it's something special.
The Bolshoi is not simply trying new productions by old Russian masters like Prokofiev. The theater plans to run an opera with a libretto written by Vladimir Sorokin. Sorokin's a young, highly controversial writer whose last novel included a graphic, fictional sex scene involving Stalin and Khrushchev. Critic Alexei Parin says some resistance to the changes is predictable.
The Russian opera, the national Russian opera, is understood in our country sometimes as a kind of religion. And it should be, as in a church, it should be made like 100 years ago. And therefore, I think the beginning of the innovations is always very difficult.
Parin points out the Bolshoi has no plans to toss out old standby operas like Boris Godunov or ballets like Swan Lake. But he says the Bolshoi has for too long been like a kind of stodgy museum, desperate for a breath of fresh air and energy. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.